إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. وبعد، all praises due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His abd and His rasul. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an accursed bid'ah. And every accursed bid'ah or innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his completion of this deen, al-Islam, he has given us some statements that were inspired on his heart, that emitted from his lips, from the Lord of the world, of which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever introduces anything into this amr, this deen, this affair of ours, that was not originally of it, will have it rejected. This statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have completed my favor to you and has perfected that which I have chosen for you as a deen, which is al-Islam. On that statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the statement of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam was made complete. And anyone, male or female, Muslim or kafir, that introduces anything into this life, this way of life, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after Jibreel came to the Prophet and his companions alayhi salatu wasalam radiallahu anhum ajma'een, with exceedingly white clothing and extremely black hair, at the end of that noble hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar, Ya Umar, O Umar, Atadri man as-sa'il? Do you know who the questioner was? And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows best. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلِ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Surely that was Jibreel, and he has come to you to teach you your deen. The deen is al-Islam, al-Iman, al-Ihsan, and those things of which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam answered the questions to what he knew in that noble hadith. So comprehensively, our entire lives is al-Islam. And no one has the right to introduce anything into this deen or take anything out of this deen except with the permission of Allah, because Allah is the one who completed it as a favor to you and me. He perfected it And he himself called it Islam. Anything that is added to this Islam is something that is not sanctioned. Anything that is introduced into this Islam is introduced without authority. Anything that is removed from this deen of Islam is removed without warrant. And the only one that has the right, even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of the messengers and finality of the prophets, doesn't have the right by himself without the permission of Allah to introduce anything into this deen or to take anything out. The only one that has the right and the authority and the warrant to introduce newly invented matters, to bring novelties into this deen or to remove something from it. And remember that the deen is our entire lives. The only one is whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْدِثُ فِي هَذَا الدِّينِ كَمَا يَشَاءُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah is the only one that has the right to introduce into this deen as He will. Allah is the only one that can add something to this deen. For instance, brothers and sisters in Islam, in the early days of Islam, the Muslims had no salah. They used to meet at a certain person's house with no prayer whatsoever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make his Isra and his Mi'raj. His Isra from the Masjid al-Haram, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Far above any defects, any shortcomings, and glory be to him who had his slave, his Muhammad Abd, his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, transported at night from Masjid al-Haram, which means Mecca, to Masjid al-Aqsa in al-Quds, now known as Jerusalem. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached to Jerusalem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the miracle by having him make the Mi'raj. He ascended by way of Jibreel and al-Buraq to the heavens, where he received the salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the salah obligated on the shoulders of every male and female Muslim, 2 rak'ah. All of the prayers were 2 rak'ah. Before, there was no salah. Then Allah introduced into this deen 2 rak'ah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the authority of Allah, made the Fajr prayer remain at 2 rak'ah, the Zuhr prayer at 4 rak'ah, the Asr prayer at 4 rak'ah, the Maghrib prayer at 3 rak'ah, and the Isha prayer at 4 rak'ah. No one has the right now to come and make Fajr prayer 3 rak'ah. No one has the right to come now and take away a rak'ah from Zuhr and make it 3 rak'ah. No one has the right to say now we'll make 4 rak'ah for Maghrib prayer. The only one that has the right to make a muhdatha is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to introduce anything into this deen. This is from the Lord of the world, whose statement, I have completed this favor from me to you. I have chosen for you this way of life, which means it is perfect. This deen of Islam, brothers and sisters, needs no alteration, like you take your thawb or your jilbab to the tailor. Stitch it up here, take the hem out, make the sleeves a little longer, make it a little shorter, make the alterations on the neck. The deen of Islam is not like that. The deen of Islam is not in need, like your shoes, of dyeing them from blue to green, or from green to brown, or from brown to gray, as you choose. You are left to do that in Islam. But the affairs of this deen, unlike that thawb and that jilbab, unlike those shoes, your stockings, your kufi, your hat, one size fits all. This deen fits everyone, no matter where you come from or who you are. No matter what age you are, this deen is perfect. And anyone who introduces anything into this deen, this life of ours, whether it be in politics, whether it be in the economic system or the social system, anything that is introduced into this deen, whether it deals with worship, marriage, or divorce, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَهُوَ رَدْ, it will be rejected. And رَدْ here means غَيْرُ مَقْبُولٍ, مَرْدُود, that it will be rejected, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it and the practitioner who introduced it will be in the hellfire. Not only will the person be in the hellfire who introduces something into this deen that wasn't originally of it, but the thing itself will be in the hellfire with that practitioner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his book to give us an idea on how serious introduction, innovations, and novelty, newly invented matters in this deen is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, or do they have partners in shirk who introduce new things into this deen without the permission of Allah? This ayah, brothers and sisters in Islam, is enough as a proof to all of those who want to bring newly invented matters into this deen without the permission of Allah. And how could you get the permission of Allah when the revelation has been complete? How could you say now that my sheikh says it's okay to make this thing in the deen? My sheikh says it's okay to practice this thing. My sheikh says it's okay to eat this or drink that or wear this or make this zikr like this or make this dua, as some Muslims have invented following their sheikh. Some Muslims have made a dua called Salatul Fatih. And this Salatul Fatih, some Muslims have, they say that if, and this is recorded in their books, an introduction in the deen that is rejected, that if you make this dua, Salatul Fatih, one time, it's better, and this is recorded in their books, it's better than reading the entire Quran 6,000 times. This is what Muslims have introduced, an example, into this deen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in this particular month, the month of December, some Muslims and following the kuffar, like the Prophet has prophesied, that they will follow them, shibran bi shibran, zira'an bi zira', step by step, inch by inch, tenaciously. They will follow them so much that if they were to go into the hole of a lizard, they will follow them right into it. Some Muslims have now taken up the practice invented by some mushrik, kafir, nationalist, Rankarange from the 60s, Kwanzaa. Some Muslims now are gathering in the month of December and added to their deen, which is their life. Because our deen is our entire life, not something separate that we put on the shelf and we take it off and we relish it at one time or another. This is our deen. Our lives is Islam. It's not broken up into parts that we worship when we want. Some Muslims have actually gone to the point where they are practicing Kwanzaa, which part of this Kwanzaa is worshiping ancestors, where they actually worship their dead ancestors, where they come together and they have food laid out on the floor, on a sufra, on a khawan, on a ma'idah, and they celebrate a religion that was introduced by a pagan nationalist American. And even if it wasn't an American, if it was an Arab or an African, it still will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For as Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the Prophet and we came to Al-Madina, we used to practice many, many types of holidays. We had many celebrations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed all of them, substituted all of them in place of those holidays that we used to practice in Al-Madina and gave us two instead. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. These are the two holidays of the Muslims on the yearly basis. For the Muslim to participate, to practice Kwanzaa, a made-up type of worship, with the excuse that this is from culture, from the culture of the black people in America, when the Africans before Rankarange invented it had no knowledge of it. Listen very closely, brothers and sisters. Before Rankarange invented this muhdatha, none of the Africans had any knowledge of this thing. Go to Senegal, go to Nigeria, go to Ghana, go to Upper Volta, go to Sierra Leone, go to any place in Africa that you want to choose. Go to South Africa, go to Zaire, go any place you want, Rwanda, in the Maghreb, in Sudan, in Egypt. Ask them, do you know what Kwanzaa is before the 1960s? No one knew of this thing. It didn't exist. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever introduces anything into this deen that wasn't originally of it, it will be rejected by Allah, it will be rejected by Muhammad, it will be rejected by the angels Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, and all of those who have the power to reject. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ومن ولا وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we have a beautiful statement from our Imam, Imam Malik ibn Anas رضي الله عنه ورحمه الله, Imam Dar al-Hijra. And we all know Imam Malik as one of the four Imams, but some of us may not know that Imam Malik, among those ulama of the past who was a hafiz of hadith, who was a scholar of fiqh of the highest eminence, besides being a pious worshipper of Allah, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was one of the most vehemently opposers of bid'ah. He was one of the ones who fought against all innovations in the deen. And he came at a time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions were dying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions were dying. There weren't that many companions of the Messenger of Allah because they had spread outside of the Arabian Peninsula or they had died. Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to sit in the Prophet's masjid sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Al-Madinah, Al-Nabawiyyah, and used to teach classes to those Muslims who came from far and near to hear his durus. One day, Imam Malik, while sitting in the masjid, a man came into the masjid and he asked a question that wasn't asked by the people before Imam Malik, i.e., that is the Sahaba. Please come forward, brothers, inshallah. Come a little bit closer. Sit a little bit closer, inshallah. Come closer to the minbar to make room for your brothers. Imam Malik, to show us how serious introducing things into this deen is, the man came into the masjid and he asked a question that wasn't asked before, meaning it wasn't asked by the Sahaba. The man asked Imam Malik, كيف الاستواء? How is Allah over his throne? How is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala over his throne? Because we know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah azza wa jal has created seven heavens out of the things that he created. And the first heaven and the second heaven, from the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has a distance of 500 years in travel on the Prophet's mode of transportation between each sama', between each heaven. The first and the second, there's 500 years it would take you on a horse or a camel to reach the second heaven. And between the second and the third, another 500 years. This is the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have to believe. And between the second and the third is 500, and third and the fourth and the fifth, and the fifth and the sixth. And then the seventh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the statement in the Quran from Allah, has told us that over the seventh heaven is water. And Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, said, and that water is not like our water. And over the water, which is over the seventh heaven, are angels, hamalatul arsh, that hold up the throne of Allah. And no one would be able to know that from their aql, from their rational knowledge. This is only from sam'iyat. This is only from the revelation of Allah that a person can know this. And those angels that hold up the throne of Allah, al-arshul kareem, the glorious noble throne of Allah, the Prophet again informed us that between the earlobe and the shoulder of one of those angels that hold up the throne of Allah is a distance of 700 years. 700 years it would take you on a horse or camel to travel from that shoulder to the earlobe of one of those angels. Allahu Akbar. And over that throne is your Lord, my Lord, our Lord, Rabbul Alameen, in a manner that is befitting His Majesty. He is not sitting, and we don't say that He sits. He's not leaning, and we don't say that He leans. We say that He is over His throne in a manner befitting His Majesty. So the man came into the masjid. While the Sahaba was still present, and the Tabi'un were learning from them, and he interrupted the class of Imam Malik ibn Anas. كيف الاستواء? How is Allah over His throne? The narration says that Imam Malik's face became extremely red and extremely distorted, and he was angry. Why? Because this man asked a question that no one before him asked. He introduced something just by his mouth. How is Allah over His throne? Imam Malik answered him in the clearest, most eloquent of Arabic language, in the clearest language that the man could understand. Al-istiwa'u ma'lum. Allah's istiwa, or ascending the throne, is already known. What does he mean by it's already known? Meaning Allah has already mentioned it, and your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned it. As Allah says in Surah Al-Taha, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. The Beneficent One is over His throne in a manner befitting His Majesty. He has risen above the throne. Al-istiwa'u ma'lum wal-kayfa ghayru ma'qul. How Allah is over His throne is beyond human comprehension. How are you going to know? It's beyond human comprehension. How are you going to know that Allah is over His throne? How? We don't know how, we just know that He is. وَالْكَلَامُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. And to ask or delve into how He's over His throne is an innovation. You have made an innovation if you just try to even talk about it without warrant. وَالْكَلَامُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. And to believe that Allah is over His throne is obligatory. This is not the statement of somebody who was born in Arabia. This is not the statement of somebody who comes out of the Islamic University in Medina. This is not the statement of the people who people call Wahhabis. There was no Wahhabi when Imam Malik was alive. This is the statement of a man who lived just a few years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The statement of Imam Malik, not somebody of today. And then he turned to his companions, turned away from the man who introduced this thing into the deen by a mere statement that the Sahaba didn't make. أَخْرِجُوهُ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ فَإِنَّهُ مُبْتَدِعٌ. Get this man out of the masjid. Throw him out of the masjid because he's an innovator. Throw him out. And they threw him out. This is the way the people of the past viewed protecting our deen. So how could a Muslim practice Kwanzaa? How could a Muslim allow their children and their wives change their Islamic, change their divinely revealed garment from the turban, from the jilbab, from the immah, from the thawb? Take those clothing off, take that beautiful apparel off, and dress like the pagan people in Africa, having your women reveal their necks and their ears, wrapping a turban on their heads, looking like men. Put on the regalia of the people of paganism, sit down and make a celebration with fruits and vegetables, lighting candles without permission from Allah Azza wa Jalla. How could a Muslim do this? And Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that anyone who claims من زعم بأن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كتم هذا الدين or كتم شيء من هذا الدين, whoever says that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam hid something from this deen, he didn't give everything up, he didn't reveal everything, whoever says this, then they have claimed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam hid some of the message, And he was disloyal to the message. فَقَدْ خَانَ الرِّسَالَةِ. That he was disloyal to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Imam Malik recited that ayah, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَدِّيتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينَا. This day I have completed my favor for you, perfected this deen that I have chosen for you as a way of life, which is al-Islam. And then Imam Malik in his conclusion, he said, whatever was Islam then, is Islam now. And whatever was not Islam then, is not Islam now. It's a beautiful statement, brothers and sisters. Reflect on that statement. Whatever was Islam then, is Islam now. And whatever was not Islam then, is not Islam now. Islam is perfect. It's been completed. We need no more celebrations, brothers and sisters. We need no more festivals. We need no more holidays. It's been complete. Stick to your Eid al-Fitr. Stick to your Eid al-Adha. Stick to your Jumu'ah. This is the Eid for the Muslims, alhamdulillah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف ميعاد. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.